Today's share in the Dear Shemish Debur Yomi program is Daf Ayin Beis Omud Beis. And we're in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah. Mirtz Hashem will be finishing up Simen Reish Tzadi Zayin today, which deals with the halachos of Besamim and Havdalah. And we had left off, we had just concluded Sif Gimel, and we had done the Mishnah Berurah outside Sif Katan Zayin, and I'll read it inside now, that the idea that you shouldn't make Havdalah with any of the forbidden types of candles that we talked about in yesterday's shiur is because it's mosu legavoa. It's disgusting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Rashba adds in Dir Shifut number 8, Shehu Mishum Hakriveo Nola Pechosecha, that you want to only give HaKadosh Baruch Hu the best, and therefore you shouldn't use items that are either forbidden, obviously, or even things that aren't very nice. Ule'el b'simen reishud zayin dey mevarach mal reach shebekli shenivla bo ayidei ha'besam m'shoyu bo mikodem. And he brings down a halacha that the Taz says from reishud zayin that a person shouldn't go and make a bracha of borimini besamim on a utensil that previously had in it would besamim. But right now there are no mamashas, there are no besamim in it. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us over here, the imroesh b'shulei ha'kli yesh avok mishiyuri ha'besamim. If you see in the kli that there is still some substantive besamim, not just the smell, but there is actually some residue there in the kli of besamim. Kimosh regilus betevel shemisimim behem besamim is very common in the containers that they would put the besamim in. There may be some ashes or dust at the bottom that is really besamim. So mutol levarach, then you would be in fact allowed to make the bracha of barimin besamim because that's real mamashos. That really finishes off this last Mishnah Berurah, which I did very quickly outside at the end of the shiur. Now we go to Sif Dalet. The Mechaber says, Nagu levarach ala hados kol hecho diefshar. The meaning the Mechaber tells us is to use a hados, which we'll see from the lulav and esrog, if at all possible, i.e. if it still retains a nice aroma. The Mechaber says that you should do this. However, the Ramah says, Hagah, v'yesh omrim de'ein levarech al hados hayovesh. The Ramah qualifies this and says, if it's dried out, however, one shouldn't make a bracha on such a hados, de'eino meriach, because it doesn't really have an aroma to it, rak al shar besamim, but instead you should use other besamim. He brings down the name of the Tor and the name of the Rabbeinu Raphaim, and then he has an abbreviation over here, which I believe is Rabbeinu Avigdor Miprag. I'm not sure of that. The insertions over here, by the way, in the Ramah of the sources of the Ramah are not from the Ramah himself, they're from others. And I looked in the Torah, I only saw him quoting the Rabbeinu Ephraim. I'm not sure who this Reish Aleph Miprag is, but there is a famous Rabbeinu Avigdor Miprag from the 1400s, and maybe that's who this reference is to. In any event, the Ramah seems to qualify what the Mechaber says about using the Hadas. The Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Ches explains, Pirish, the Shel Lulav. We are talking about the Hadas that was used in the Lulav. Kiven this Avid Bocha, the Mitzvah, since it was used once for a Mitzvah, La Avid Be Mitzvah Achrita. We often have this idea, if something was used once for a Mitzvah, rather than discarding it, see if there's another Mitzvah that you can use it for. A classical example of this would be the Erev Tavshilin that you make before Yantiv, to use it as Lecha Mishnah and eat it by Shalash Shudis. In any event, he says you should make another mitzvah with it over here. Dershifut number 9 says, even after you've already used it for besamim, you did a mitzvah with it, so the Kaf HaChaim brings down, don't just simply toss it into the garbage when you're done with it. Ela yatznienu achdesis yavish. You should hide it and wait until it's totally dried up, and then use it to cook food for Shabbos, or some people save it to burn the chametz with. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues and writes, V'daf God v'shayimos ha'shana v'lo b'sukkis. When we're talking about using the hados, it means to use it after sukkis, any other time during the year, but not on sukkis itself. Because on sukkis, the hados is huktzo l'mitzvaso. It's designated for the hados in the lulav, and it shouldn't be used for something else. That which we wrote, that the Mechaber said, you should do it as possible. What does that mean? So I explained, as per the Mishnah Berurah, Hainu, Kol hecha sheyesh ba'od reach kitzas, as long as it still has some aroma to it, then mitzvah lechachila lahadir achra, then you should use it according to the opinion of the Mechaber. And it came because of the Zohar. And this is also based upon a Zohar. The Semech Ladover, and it's based upon an allusion from the Pasuk, V'sachas ha-sirupod ya'ale hadas, that instead of a thorn, we'll have a hadas. And right after that it says, V'samech le shomer shabbos mechalalo v'gomer. So therefore, there's this connection between Hados and Shabbos. But then, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Ramah, the Hayesh Omrim, brought down in the Ramah, Svirulhu, they disagree with the Mechaber, the Kivin Shanis Yabesh, since it's dried up, the Nitamimenu Ikarareach, albeit it still has some smell, some aroma, but the main aroma is already dried up, in Levar Chalav. The Ramah says it's preferable not to use it in this situation, and the Ramah continues, and he says, V'chei Noagu Mimedinos Elu. The Ramah says that is in fact the Minhag to follow his opinion not to use it. But then the Ramah says, if you want to be Yotze everybody, v'nirli, d'yesh laniach gam hadas ima b'somim, da'az osin k'kuli yama. He says there's nothing wrong with putting this hadas, which may not be good, along with other aromatic substances, and have in mind, when you're making the bar mina b'somim, it goes on both of them. If this hadas was good, so you're using it. If the hadas is not good, it's not a bruch levatala problem, because you have other aromatic substances there that also are made on them a bar mina b'somim for havdalah. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Tes explains, Vim Elo, if you don't have, Yochol Levarech Gam Alasovim Sheish Lam Reach Tov. If you don't have any of these items, you don't have Adasim over here, so you can make it on any nice smelling grass, as we've learned, the Chanal Besif Cotton Aleph, as we learned in yesterday's Shir. Then he brings down Sifkot and Yod, the Mishnah Berurah says, Da'az Osim Kukaliyama, in this way you're fulfilling everybody's Shita. So he says, Ayin B'taz, Shekosav Amad, the Isa B'tur, B'shem Rebbeinu Ephraim. The Taz comments on that which the Tur says in the name of the Rebbeinu Ephraim. Shehayolo Zechuchis Miyuchedis, he had a special glass container. The issue foot number 10 specifically tells us that it was a glass container as opposed to other containers which may have absorbed the aroma, and you're not really smelling then the cloves or whatever was in there, but you're smelling the aroma from the container itself. Whereas glass doesn't have any smell, it doesn't absorb the smell, so if you have the cloves inside a glass container, you're definitely smelling the cloves. So the opinion of the Rabbeinu Ephraim was that he would have a designated special glass container, shayu bo minei b'somim, he would put the b'somim inside of it, v'yem avarech aleihem, and he would keep this every week and go and make the bari minei b'somim on them. The av lahalacha, even though technically yesh l'tzad de yochol avarech bari minei b'somim, gam ala b'somim shayu menochan debayis l'tzorech tavshil, even though you didn't have to have a separate designated b'somim box, and you could have just used any b'somim that you had in the house, for example, those that you were going to season your foods with, kivin shenot he says he holds that you could use them for making a bracha of bari minei b'somim, because even though that's not their main purpose, their main purpose is for seasoning, but as long as you're picking them up to smell them, you can make the bracha. Although Deir Shifut number 11 brings down that the Chazon Ish and others, they disagree with this. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah continues, v'chein kosa b'sefer tosefer Shabbos b'pshitus, and this seems to be the psak of the tosefer Shabbos simply as well, that you could pick up something which isn't intended really for smell, but it has a nice aroma, and make the bracha bar mina b'samin on it. Mikol makom, what did the Rabbeinu Ephraim do? Rabbeinu Ephraim also zel mitzvah min amovchu. He had a separate b'samin box, which is the minhag in many, many, many houses in Klal Yisrael. Sheyichet osa mitchilu l'shem reach mitzvah. He designated these b'samin just purely for the mitzvah of b'samin for havdalah. V'kach noagim rov olam, and this has become a widespread, disseminated custom throughout the Jewish community. Shemiyachadim klil is there, that we have a special box that we put the besamim into, the korbanos or hadas. They used to call this box the hadas box or the besamim box. Hashem shayu menichim shon by doros harishonim hadas kedei l'riach. They called it a hadas box because many of them would specifically go and put a hadas inside of it or hadasim inside of it to fulfill this idea that we brought down. Beautiful, beautiful Jewish custom. Sifhei, the Mechaber writes, Mish eino meiriach, if somebody doesn't have the ability to smell, he has a condition called anosmia, lost the sense of smell, which we know is a real medical condition. Sometimes it can be due, Rachman al-Islam, to a stroke or to trauma or to other situations where a person just has the inability to smell. So the Mechaber tells us that such a person, eino mevarech ala besomim, is not permitted to make the bracha on the besomim because he's not yotzei with his bracha. However, unless if there are other people there that need to be yotze, then he can do this bracha. Ela imkein niskavin, he has to have in mind when he's making the bracha, which he, of course, unfortunately can't smell himself, lahotzi bnei beiso aktanim, to go and be motzi, the young children in his house, shehigiu l'chinuch, who have reached the age of chinuch, his boys who have reached the age of chinuch, they have a mitzvah to listen to Abdullah, so they have a mitzvah to listen to the bar b'nei b'samim, and therefore he can be saying it for them. Alternatively, he could be saying it for lahotzi misha eino yodea. He can say this bracha bar mina b'samim for somebody that doesn't know how to make the bracha themselves, and this way his bracha is going for that other person. Now, the Mishnah Berurah comments on this in Sifkot Yud Aleph. The misha eino meriach, haynu she'ein lo chush hareach. He doesn't have the ability to smell. And Dishavut number 12 brings down in this topic. This is a very important halacha. If the person doesn't know, im yesh reach lebesamim shebiyado. Much more common occurrence is not that the person doesn't smell, but he does smell, but he doesn't know if the besamim smell. So what should he do in this situation? Or if he doesn't know if he's going to be able to smell them himself, maybe he has a cold. So he doesn't know if he'd be able to smell them. So the Kavach Chaim writes a fantastic halacha, mutter linasos lariach bem kodim habracha. This happens all the time. Somebody has a cold. So the Kavach Chaim says, sniff the besamim first and see if you can smell them. Kidei lodas im mutter lo lavarach aleihem. If you can smell them, now you can make the bracha and smell them, and you know that you'll be able to smell them, and your bracha is not going to be a bracha of atala. And this is also the opinion of Reb Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg Zatzal, who adds that this is similar to a person who is tasting a food that he's about to eat, that he's cooking, and he doesn't know if it is seasoned right, so he can go and taste it to make sure that it's seasoned right, but he doesn't make a bracha. So to over here with the besamim, he's allowed to smell it to make sure that the item has an aroma to it that he'll be able to smell when he makes the bracha of bari bim besamim afterwards. The Kav HaChaim adds over here that if a person sometimes can smell and sometimes can't smell, for example, maybe somebody has a cold, so he brings down, since most of the time he is able to smell over here, he can go and make the bracha for other people, because he can rely upon the opinion that one is able to go and be able to see somebody else if you can't smell at all. So certainly if you can smell some of the time, you would be allowed to go and make the bracha for someone else, according to this Kav HaChaim. Mr. Bursiv Kanye Bates writes that you should smell Tzrichim Shiarichu Tekev Achar Bechosu. You should smell right after you make the bracha. The issue for number 13 brings down that this is different than when we make a hamotzi on the meal. There we say that the person who is making that motzi has to taste first, and then all the other people can go and take their bread. Here, he says, even though all the other people are taking the besamim, it's not considered a hefsik when the person who's making the havdalah, he goes and explains why, ayin shom, in dirshu foot number 13. He likewise explains why it's not a problem if everybody's standing up. We talked about this previously. It's not normally a kvias if you're standing up, but here, it is a kvias of the havdalah, so therefore the kvias works for the other birchas anenim as well. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yud Gimel, writes, Kol ha'achronim cholkim al zeh v'sovrim. All the achronim disagree over here with that which the Mechaber says, that the person who can't smell is allowed to be motzi somebody she'en yodeya. And he says, Dafko lehotzi b'nei bei so haktanim hu d'shari. The first part of the Mechaber that says you can be motzi your young children over here who have reached the age of chinuch, that they agree that is okay. Shemuta lov kidei l'chanuch v'mitzvah, because it's your responsibility to teach them. However, avol lo lehotzi mishen yodeya, but you don't have any obligation to teach somebody to be motzi somebody who doesn't know how to make the bracha. The kivan shu eino chayev badover. He's not really chayev. Eino yochel lehotzi acher midei chavasin. So therefore, you can't be motzi somebody else unless you are also being yotzei yourself. The after the etzem kiddush v'avdala yochel lehotzi amacherim afu bish eino chayev badover. By kiddush v'avdala itself, you are allowed to be motzi others even though you have not the need yourself. You've already been yotzei kigon shiotzei mikvar. Shaini hosim. There it's different. Shehein chova kol ish yisrael v'chol yisrael. Because everybody's obligated in Kiddush and Avdallah, and therefore you're all considered a raven to each other, you're partners for each other, and therefore you can be motzi somebody else, even though you've already been yotze. As opposed to here, by the besamim, the masha'en came bazeh, shurak minog hachamim. It's a beautiful minog that the rabbi set up, vein tzorich lach zerachro, but you don't have to go and look for it if it's not easily available. K'tel b'sif aleph, as we've already explained, and therefore, hu domel l'chol birchas hanenin. Therefore, it's no different than any other birchas hanenin, a bracha which you make on something that you get pleasure from. She'ni yochol l'hotzi acherim b'birchaso im eino nene oz b'yatzmo. That you can't say a bracha, bar pri adama, for somebody else to eat a potato chip if you're not also having the potato chip yourself. We learned all of this in the Halachos of Brachos in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin Sif Yutes. And therefore the Mishnah Berurah concludes, V'alkein hu adin, mi she'evdil kvar, if somebody has already made Avdolah, v'yesh lo chush hareach, and he does have the ability to smell, and now he's making Avdolah for somebody else, uberech ala besamim, ubo lahavdil pamacheres bishul acherim, and now he's going to make Avdolah for somebody else, even though he's already made Avdolah and already said the bari mini besamim, Yoriach o ba'atzmo pam acheres. He has to go and smell the besamim during this havdalah too. Kidei shuchal oda pam levarach bari minim besamim. So therefore, his bari minim besamim is a normal bracha for himself, and therefore he can be motzi others. The Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he says, "V'dat demashin ogim ezanoshim." That which some people do. Shein rotzim lotzis b'riachas anerbiyah besamim shomer hamavdil. They don't want to fulfill the bari mi ori aish and the bari mi nevesamim with the mavdil, and they want to make the bracha themselves. And they say these brachos while the person who's making Abdullah is finishing off the final bracha. Shaloki din hemosim. That's not right. That they should be making one bracha while he's making a different bracha. The kivim shem yotzim Abdullah. They're listening to his Abdullah to be yotzi with it. Tzrichin lahatos ozlim lishmo birchas Abdullah. They have to hear the entire bracha of Abdullah. V'lo levarach oz bracha acheres. And they shouldn't be making any other brachas during that time.
Ulevad kol zeh. Besides this, mitzvah yosei lo tzeis kulam b'birchoso. He says even they're able to make the bracha on their own, and it's not going to stop them from listening to the rest of the havdalah. It's still better to listen to the person making havdalah and listen to his bracha. Bari miyari yaish, bari mini b'samin. The birov am hadras melech. Because we have a principle that when a bracha is being made by a lot of people, it's better for one person to make it and everybody else to listen. The lo levar kol echa b'fnei atzmo. And not everybody should make their own bracha. And we learned this as well. Ki l'kam b'sim reish sadi ches siv yadalit. Unless in lo shu rachok ozmino or v'lo yuchal l'shtamish lora. If you're not going to get any benefit from the light of the candle because you're far away from it, so then you're not really being yotzi with his bracha. The eno yotzi ozmi b'rachas mavarach, because you're not getting any benefit from the light. As we've also learned previously this concept, and we'll learn it again, ki l'kam b'reish sadi ches siv dalit, in an upcoming shir. In this situation, you should not have in mind to be yotzei with the bracha bar mi'or eish. You should wait until after avdallah, and then you can make the bracha yourself when you're near the candle. The issue foot number 17 brings down that in the scenario that we talked about, where the person has previously made havdalah, but he should still smell the besamim again when he makes havdalah for somebody else, he says, even in this situation where this besamim wasn't necessary for you, it doesn't count as a hefsik between your bari pri agafen and your tasting the wine. And the reason is brought down by Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, that's the equivalent of a person stopping between his bracha and his tasting something for one of the needs of the suuda. It's not called the hefsik. So to here, this is the needs of the havdalah. It's not considered a hefsek. The issue for number 19 brings down, if the people were not able to smell the besamim or to see the light of the candle, and they heard the rest of the Hadalah, answered Amen, and now they want to go and do those things themselves. So, histapek hagon Rishlomo Zalman Zatzal. So, Rishlomo Zalman is not sure in Rishon Lassus King, should they do this? Kishem shirashoi hamavarech lishtos esayayin liacha shehifsek bevirchas habitsamim vianer. Because the person who is making the bracha havdalah over here made the bari priagofen, it's not considered a hefsek for him. Or maybe Yoshem Arach Linyan Hayayin ain birchas habesamim v'neir choshev as hefsek. But maybe it's only in regards to the wine it's not considered a hefsek. Shekein kachu say the havdalah, because that's the havdalah. But in regards to having a wait between the brachas of besamim and the neir for the person to go now and get benefit from them, maybe that is considered a hefsek. And he concludes from the Psalm of Chaim. So you shouldn't go and smell them afterwards without making a new bari minei besamim. Finally, he brings down in the name of the Chofetz Chaim that when they're passing around the besamim in shul, and if you're afraid that if you wait till you get the besamim, you're not going to hear the bracha, so the Chofetz Chaim said, don't try to smell the besamim, and in fact, that was his personal hanhaga as well. And he explained that to be yotzei the havdalah, that's a real chovim min adin. And to be yotzei this idea of smelling the besamim, that's only a minug. And the yevshor sha'idei she'evakshu kulam l'kayim es haminug l'riach ze besamim. And it can't be that because everybody's trying to do the minug, you're going to lose out on the ikker over here, which is the listening to the bracha of hamad demekosh l'chol. That concludes Simon Reish Tzadi Zayin. And let us begin quickly Reish Tzadi Ches, which we call Reish Ches Tzadi, so we don't say the word rotzach, to kill. And the Mechabit starts off in Sif Aleph, and this deals with the dinim of the Ner Havdalah. The Varech al Haner, Bari Mi'ari Ha'esh. We make a bracha, Bari Mi'ari Ha'esh. We'll see there are other versions possibly, but this is the correct version, Bari Mi'ari Ha'esh. Im Yeshlo, if you have a candle, similar to the Besamim. If you have it, you make the bracha. And you don't have to trouble yourself excessively to go and get a candle, just like you didn't have to trouble yourself to go get Besamim. This is true of Hani Mili, but Motzi Shabbos. This is true when we're dealing with Havdalah Motzi Shabbos. But on Havdalah Motzi Yom Kippurim, Yeshom Mishim Chazer Achrab is a different din, a different reason why we have a Havdalah candle on Motzi Shabbos versus Motzi Yom Kippurim, as we'll see soon in the Mishnah Berurah. Therefore, the din is different, that you should look for one on Yom Kippur, Motzi Yom Kippur, when you're making Havdalah. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Aleph writes, Mishum de Tchilas Briyoso Hevi Motzi Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created fire on Motzi Shabbos, famous Gemara in Psachim Daf Nun Dalet. B'Motzi Shabbos Nosad HaKadosh Baruch Hu Deya B'Adam HaRishon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave wisdom to Adam HaRishon on Motzi Shabbos when he was kicked out of Gan Eden and it was dark. V'Tochan Shnei Avonim Zu B'Zu. He rubbed two flints together, two rocks together, V'Yotzei Me'en Ur, and a spark came out and he created fire. But on Yom Kippur, we have a different reason why we make Havdalah candle. Even when Yom Kippur comes out, Matzi Yom Kippur, not on Matzi Shabbos, so on Matzi Yom Tov, we don't make a Havdalah candle. Bipnei, on Yom Kippur, Shehu Ke'en Havdalah, it's a special Havdalah. Shekol HaYom, Haya Asur Lishtamish Bozeh Or, Af Lo Ochel Nefesh. On Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to use fire for Ochel Nefesh, as opposed to on Yom Tov, which you can. V'lo Kamar Shah Yom Tov. V'achshav Mutter, now you can use it. V'lokach, Das HaYishomim, the Tzorech Lachzer Achrov K'mol Havdalah. Therefore, we should trouble ourselves to go find a Havdalah candle on Matzi Yom Kippur. There are a couple of additional footnotes here, which we'll do tomorrow. This concludes today's share.